But first of all, we've been talking about ugly fruit here on BBC Radio Kent today. And to tell us all about it, we sent our very own ugly fruit. It's Ben Croucher.
So we're here on Northian Farm, a beautiful autumnal set in the sun, just glistening off the green trees and the lovely red hues coming from the Cox's apples. 30 hectares they've got here. I've got apple farmer George Chambers with me. Lots of apples on the ground. Why is that?
The apples on the ground, we went through in June and July thinning the apples because at that stage we could see that hopefully there was going to be a large crop. And also to help the return bud for next year, we tried to reduce the crop size a little bit because it's not all about this year, it's ongoing, and we have to try to produce fruit on a yearly basis.
And some of the fruit at this stage that you see has got maybe a slight scab to it or a little knot in it, or maybe won't be perfect for consumption, you chuck away at this stage as much as you can.
When they're thinning, they try to pick out imperfect fruit then, and then when it comes to picking, they try to eliminate the imperfect fruit by just discarding it straight onto the ground.
Why do you do that?
The fruit, you're absolutely right, is still edible. It's not aesthetically pleasing to look at, and it costs in excess of 20 pence a kilo just to put it into the packhouse. It's a lot cheaper, because if you put it into the packhouse, 20 pence a kilo equates to £200 a tonne. Fruit that goes for juice, you normally get anything from sort of, say, £70 to £150, so you can see that you're losing money.
Well, let's go take a look where it goes after it's picked then. Okay, so now we're in one of the massive cold stores. There'll be bins piled 20 feet into the air, and there's 6 fans at the top to keep it all cool. What happens at this stage?
The fruit comes from the yard into the cold stores. The cold stores are loaded. The heat is taken out of the fruit to try and maximise the length of time that we can keep it. The stores are then brought down into controlled atmosphere conditions of approximately 1.5% oxygen and 0.8% CO2.
A very precise science by the sounds of it. And is there a danger that some of the fruit that seemed okay on the trees then comes into here and something inside it might make it unsuitable for, well, might class it as ugly, in inverted commas?
The issues that can be that happen in the cold store is stuff that's happened internally in the fruit that one cannot see. So you can sometimes have rot that's inside the fruit already, which can then exacerbate out, and the fruit then becomes rot.
Okay, and where does it go after here then?
It goes from the cold stores in, say, March time, and then it goes off into the packhouse.
Let's have a look. Okay, so now we're in the packhouse. Smells, you kind of get a bit more sense of the smells from here. Just describe the scene that we've got, because it almost looks like a big bobbing for apple machine.
Well, what happens when the fruit comes into the packhouse, the apples are submersed into water, and then they float to the top, and then they're propelled through the water, through the grader, where they're sized and colour sorted, and then they're put into, currently we're doing Worcesters, and they're going into poly bags.
Mm. And there's different types of ugly fruit as such. I mean, we've seen some this morning that have got little cuts on, look like they're almost rotting, and then there's others that are just slightly misshapen. And then there's a big box here of fruit that's gone through the picking process, it's been put into cold storage, and even now it's not acceptable. And we've seen some this morning that have slight little bumps and bruises, or some that have got big cuts in, but these look perfectly fine.
These are no different than the apples that you would find in a bag. They don't taste no different, they just don't look so pretty. They've got russet that runs over the shoulder of the apple. Some of them have got minor bruises. Some of them have actually got sunburn on them. The ugly fruit that doesn't make it into the supermarket, we put into Owlett's apple juice, or anybody else that's taking it, more mainly for specific varietal apple juice.
There you go. So if you go to a supermarket today, you find an apple on the shelf, that's perfectly good. You buy some apple juice, maybe that was one that wasn't quite as pretty as the others.